Online-Kommen, red mal drüber. Eine Sendung von und mit Paul Ettel und Roswitha Minardi von Verein Das Grundeinkommen.
Hi, I'm Caterina from Portugal.
And here is Roswitha from Austria.
We both are UBI activists and work together for UBI for All, an international initiative for promoting UBI within Europe.
And beyond. With this podcast, we want to inform you on a regular basis about what is going on in Europe within the UBI movement and what could be already achieved to implement UBI in various countries.
We invite interesting personalities, politicians, and activists and ask them about their approach towards UBI.
Today we talked to Rebecca Lemoine. She's MP from the Swedish Parliament and from the Green Party. We have to apologize in advance for the sometimes bad sound caused by the internet connection, but still it is a very interesting talk. So welcome, Rebecca, and thank you that you have time to talk to us.
Yes, I'm very happy that you invited me to this podcast. My name is Rebecca Lemoine. I'm a member of the Swedish Parliament for the Green Party, and I've been personally elected since 2018, and then again this autumn. And I'm, would say, one of the few in the Swedish Parliament that is actively pushing for a basic income idea.
Yeah, that's great to know that someone is pushing, but it's a pity that you are the only one. I hope you will get, you will become more. So, Rebecca, how did you get to know the idea of the unconditional basic income in general?
It must be many years ago, but I must confess that first time I heard about it, it sounded so unrealistic to me. So I didn't... I wasn't convinced, but then I heard it and I discussed it over and over again. And now I believe in the concept and the idea. So for me, this process of not believing the idea into pushing for it, it has it was through some years, I think. And I've been hearing different arguments, and I've been reading different articles, and been interested in how it has been tried already. And I think in my party, the Green Party and the Green Movement, there are always really progressive thoughts and ideas that are being shared and discussed. And I think so for me, it has been through the political debate and discussions and the meeting with the people who are very progressive. So from when I was elected 2018 and before that, at least, I've been a fan of basic idea. I've been a fan of the basic income idea.
What were the arguments that convinced you in the end to believe and to fight for basic income?
I think it was not only about basic income, but the stand or the thought about the very visionary ideas and reforms are the ones that I believe in, because the situation where we are in, both when it comes to the climate crisis, the social crisis, the biodiversity crisis, really needs very visionary ideas to get people to think and to work for something completely different. So for me, I think I was struggling a lot with how it will be financed and how it will be practically done. But these things are no longer obstacles for me, at least, because if we have a clear vision, I think we can reach there, and the details will become
Great, Rebecca. That's inspiring. Not only that you started as someone who was skeptical, like many are, and really didn't believe on basic income, but that you also overcome some of the more practical objections, in the sense of maybe it cannot be financed, it might be difficult to implement, in favor of saying this is so important because of the climate crisis, because of the social crisis. We need vision and we need something bold to be able to solve those issues. it's inspiring, and hopefully a lot of people follow suit and will go through the same process as you and we all have and become UBI advocates. We were also wondering, given your experience in talking with people in Sweden and a lot of for your constituents, what is the general take in Sweden about the idea of unconditional basic income?
Yeah, well, in Sweden, there has been opinion poll showing that 24% of the Swedes are actually in favor and 48% are against. And this was done 2019. And you could view this as a very few and a bad number, but I think it's interesting because we don't have a big NGO or actor pushing for this topic, and still 24% of the Swedes are in favor of an idea that is almost not the debate about basic income is almost non-existing. So this I think this is a positive sign that people are in favor, even if there are no big debate about it right now. So this is a big potential, I see.
So what do you think would be needed to get the debate going?
So I think a problem is that none of the big established parties in the Swedish parliament is seriously pushing for basic income. And we do have some of the smaller ones who are very dedicated in the topic. We even have a basic income party. But we have parties both to the left and the right who are very skeptic and not interested in basic income, and they see it as a threat. To the left, we have the argument that goes that this is a threat towards the welfare state, and to the right we have the argument that goes like, if you give money for free, what will be the motivation to work? Why won't everybody just be on vacation? And this is a threat to what we call arbetslinjen, the work line, that almost everybody agrees on is very crucial. So I think that for the debate to really start, there will be a need for a position, a change position in the big established parties. And also I think it would be good if we have big NGOs such as yourselves pushing for this on an international level, because then maybe we can be curious and open-minded and see what is already being done worldwide and what can we adopt. But even so, even if there are very many examples of basic income already, the argument then goes like, this is not something we can compare to a Swedish context. So if there were in a Nordic country or European country, it is more likely to also be an inspiration for Sweden. That's my guess, at least.
I was curious, Rebecca, what about trade unions? How do they perceive basic income in Sweden?
Yeah, that's very interesting, actually, because they are very much against, because we have this Swedish model where the workers and the companies are negotiating together, and this is seen as a very successful model, and both these sides would not benefit from a basic income, because the trade union had a lot of power in Sweden to support their members and to negotiate on their behalf. So I think they would see this undermining their positions and their power positions, their whole work that they are doing. So we have both the trade unions and the political parties, and from the company side, also very skeptical about the idea.
So it seems that the people who are in charge, who have the power, are afraid of the people getting too independent and too free to think about different things and to really get into deeper thoughts about how the system is running.
Yeah, I would say that, and also we have a long history of this. So to challenge these norms and establishment is, not so many have a big interest in it, I would say. So it's seen as a big challenging idea.
Sweden internationally is really well known for its brilliant welfare state, which is one of the role models worldwide, we could say. You already mentioned that, for example, that the left parties do fear that the welfare state gets undermined through UBI. But what could change, and which payments will be taken over by UBI, for example? Yeah, do you have an idea about a certain kind of model for UBI for Sweden?
Yes. I will start to refer that my party, the Green Party, has had a debate internal. Are we against or are we in favor of UBI? And we have some kind of a middle position where we want to have we want the government to make a thorough report about basic income, how it could be implemented in a Swedish context. So we don't, as a party, have a stand on this, but I think maybe it could replace, for example, the study finance, where students get grants and loans for studies. I think it could replace the income support for people who are really in need for it, but I don't think it should replace, for example, support for sickness or financial support for child allowance, those parts of the welfare state should not be welfare system should not be touched. I think, because it's important to remember the idea and the vision behind UBI is to support people creating an economy. Economic security for everyone. So the idea is not to make people even more in an economic stressful situation, but the opposite. So I think if we remember that, it's all about how we design the systems, and this should be done not by me, not by a party, but from researchers and experts.
That was beautifully put, Rebecca. So at least I think for me, but for the general message of what we would like to have with the UBI, right? We want people to get better and not to be worse. We want to enhance opportunities. We were also curious. So again, as Roswitha was very well explaining and mentioning, we all heard about the Swedish welfare state as something that is so important. And in a way, even the sort of allowances that you are discussing, in a lot of parts of Europe, but also the world, they aren't present, right? Students don't have allowances to study or other amazing things that luckily are available within the Swedish welfare state. Nonetheless, you are still arguing that a basic income could be important and could improve the situation in Sweden. So we are curious, In your opinion, what groups of people or what impacts would be really big and would be important for a basic income to be implemented in Sweden?
The people that would benefit, I think we have a big group of gig workers, people working with insecurity and without fair contracts. We have people living in poverty. We have people who have mental health problems. We have people in economic desperate situations. All of these people would very much benefit if we have a basic income system in place, so that they can know that whatever happens, they will have this financial support from the state.
What do you think would be the important next step towards implementation in Sweden?
And then the world.
Yes, I think that concrete examples are very important, that there are studies, of course, but to be honest, this is very much about the political will, and the political will is influenced by NGOs, about the opinion, about people organizing and demanding and engaging like your organization is doing. So people has to be aware about this. This is a system that we could create together, and it will solve so many problems in so many aspects. So to build up an opinion and really put pressure on the political in the political field, I think that's what needs to be done. And in my position, I will also do what I can to start the debate, and again I will put motion in the Swedish parliament about basic income, and I will also I mean, it's important that the political leaders also do their part and to make this a big topic. So yes, it's a movement, and we have to build it together. And it's also very inspiring, I think, that so many examples are already being carried out with good results. So to lift them up and push for it and build up a pressure.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rebecca, for the insight in the Swedish UBI movement. Well, we wish you good luck for all your plans that you have towards UBI.
Thank you.
Hope you can convince a lot of people, especially in the parliament, to think about it, to start the first step, and then to inform themselves about the idea of unconditional basic income. Thank you very much.
Might I add something?
Yes, of course.
Sure, go ahead.
It's very much a link to the question about who will benefit from basic income, because today in Sweden it's very hard and risky, I would say, to qualify into the income support. You have to get rid of any financial asset that you have, and this means that if you don't have any continuously income for a critical time, you can be forced to, for example, sell your house and other assets. And if the house prices are bad, this could mean that you are in a really bad economic situation. So even if you think that you are safe and you have assets and so on, anybody can be forced to be forced into this spiral of poverty. And I think that if we had basic income, it could mean that people are more likely to follow their dreams. They could start enterprises, they could build a career in the cultural and develop in the cultural workers. And I think this is in the cultural field, it's something that takes a lot of time. You have to network, you have to build up something. And today, time is money. So many people don't really dare to follow the dreams. But with basic income, this will be, I think this will be possible. And it could also mean, if we had basic income, that people could avoid to getting into drug dealing, prostitution, organized crime, and so on, because this is seen as a way out or a way to make money. And some people actually prefer it before they ask the for help from the state to get income support, because it's very risky. So with basic income, we can get rid of so many problems. Money is actually a recipe towards how we can defeat poverty. And I think we should use that recipe and don't find other ways, political reforms or bureaucracy, that because we want the same thing. We want to help people, but to just give money, it's very controversial, but it's the most effective way of reaching this goal.
Thank you, Rebecca. That was important also for us to get a better context of the welfare state in Sweden and the many challenges that a basic income, as always, can help solve. That was really, thank you for adding that. And it was really a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
UBI for All wants to give you the opportunity to experience a life with an UBI covering your basic needs. Financed by crowdfunding, our association raffles off 12 times an entire year an unconditional basic income of 800 euros anytime we reach the donation sum of 9,600 euros.
Do you want to be a winner too? Just register on our website, ubiforall.com. Tell us a name, country, and personal ID number, and you are participating in all of our raffles. No further strings attached.
To make this possible, we of course need money flowing into our raffle pot first. You can also engage as a donor or become a UBI for All Beaver by donating a sum of your choice on a monthly basis.
It can be 50 cents, 5 euros, or even more. It's totally up to you and your possible level of engagement.
Join our community that is thriving to get UBI implemented in all European countries.
Spread the word. Invite your friends and family.
Let's make our vision real.
UBI for all.
Grundeinkommen, reden wir drüber. Eine Sendung von und mit Paul Ettel und Roswitha Minardi von Verein Das Grundeinkommen.